Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet. You scary.
Damn.
We ain't done. We started doing goddamn intro songs again, and then we just abandoned it for the last two episodes.
To be honest, sometimes I literally just forget.
Yeah.
When it just goes, and like, you know, we have, might have a guest or a story up top. I forgot you guys
did them until you brought it back that time. Like, oh, wait. We're doing intro song. I'm like, damn. Oh, wait, I used to do this a lot.
We used to. Fuck, here we go.
Yeah. We had to bring this back one time for the one time. Hey. Bringing back these motherfucking freestyles. We'll be rapping here in the meanwhile. We just got stood up by all our guests. None of them came. We like, what the heck? Still made it through. Still made it through. Those who came, I'm glad you made it, boo. Damn, internet, you're so scary. I'm about to bust my own cherry.
Oh!
Is that weird? Okay. You scared of that? Is that fear? Oh, okay. Oh, we slowing it down? Oh. And now we back. Now we back. Look at the balls. They hang, they black. Put your face in it. Call a tea bag. You mean stupid bean bag? I mean, yeah, I guess that's what we were missing.
Okay. Give me a beat. Let me know. I need to get one off. I ain't got one off in years. Let's get it going.
Let's keep the same tempo.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Got a little chick named Mary. Always telling me I'm too hairy. I told her, chill, baby. Mind your business. This is realness. How to mess up that goddamn fans, that's fucked up. But I got it back like possession. Couldn't think of nothing around possession. I like that show Succession.
Ooh, it's fire. That nigga wasn't even dead. Nigga was just laying there in the bed. Have you finished?
I'm done. I'm tired. Oh, Succession? I watched the first season.
You thought I meant the rap?
Yeah, I was like, I'm done. You think? Well, I didn't eat today.
How many seasons is it?
What, Succession?
Yeah.
Four?
Four?
Have you finished?
I watched the first episode.
Oh, you didn't catch you?
It's not that. So I watched the first episode when it first came out, and I was like, eh, this is, like, fine. I don't need to see a bunch of people arguing about, like, stuff that I don't care about.
It is dramatic.
It is. I've heard it gets a lot more dramatic. But I recently restarted it with my partner, and we were like, oh, yeah, we'll watch this when we have time, and we've not had time to watch it.
So. Let me ask you a question. When you agreed to start it with your partner, is it that you guys haven't had time to, or she hasn't had time to have it watch with you?
A little bit of both, I would definitely say. Mm. She's more on the side. She'll just watch it, and then I'll be like, you just watched it without me?
But so. You won't do that?
I won't watch it without anybody.
Oh, if I start something, I won't watch it without anybody.
I'd never know how to navigate that. Sometimes you start a good series with somebody, and you don't hang out for a minute, and I'm like, I want to keep watching.
This is how you navigate that. You let the fucking credits play out. And then you start it over from the jump.
Oh, so you don't get caught? Sure.
So you don't get caught.
I'm bad because I'll slip and I'll say stuff.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
you get caught because of the where it's, damn, that's happened to me.
Yeah, nah, you got to let the motherfucking credits roll out, baby. You know what? Since we talking about partners and shit, let's just get on it. Me and the homie was having a conversation the other day. And he was like, you know what you never see? It's a group of guys hanging out, like three or four guys hanging out. And I mean, it's laughing, hardcore laughing, like that one with the shoulders going crazy.
Nice.
And then no one ever says, you know what would make this better?
Oh, shit.
If my girl was here.
Niggas are more than likely going to say, we should have a podcast. Right. Anytime a group of niggas is laughing in a room, that is going to be said.
Nobody ever says they wish that their girl was there. I've had a couple times when I was like, I wish Farrah was here because she's funny like that. But most dudes would never say that because we were kind of talking about this during the break. You, at some point, want to go into protective mode. I was like, you want to put on a little facade for your lady. And even if it's not something that you were doing wrong, necessarily, it's just like, you know, you want to, you know, protect her from something wild the homies might say. Right, Candace?
You don't want to have to be the one to explain why you hang out with someone who may say things that you don't necessarily agree with, but you might find funny.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or you'd agree if they weren't there. You just sit there like,
Roger! You fucked tens. You wife a seven. You be like, yeah, this nigga crazy. Your girl like, what did you just say?
Hang on.
Wait. I just got this ring. What are you trying to say? Calm down, seventh heaven.
That's just doubling down. That nigga might not care if his girl's there. Whoever that was might not care. Okay, so
calm down, seventh heaven.
So, I do want to ask. I want to ask you too, but since it's mainly we're mainly talking about gross men, what are some dials you kind of turn down when you're around your girl?
She's weird with Farron because she hella gay. So, like, I wouldn't dial back, like, oh, this chick's fine as hell. This chick's bad as hell. If I'm scrolling, I'm like, damn, this chick got ass. Mm-hmm. Because she will agree more than likely. Maybe how much fun I had with another person, especially if it's a female. And even if that person is, you know, it's strictly platonic. Mm-hmm. It's just like she will feel Farron has the worst FOMO. And it don't matter who I'm hanging with. She just like, I wish I was there. I'm like, motherfucker, you was at work. It was no way you could leave an event invite that you were the coordinator for, you were the director for, and be here. Yeah, you should have waited until I got home. I'm not finna put my life on pause and not have good times because you at work. That's just ridiculous. So I'll just dial it back and I would downplay
like
some
you
of the
didn't
fun.
Have that much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I won't go into all the details, like the funniest parts or the funnest parts or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually pretty smart. Measure the reduce the FOMO.
Yeah.
What about like? Because you have a very specific sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Do you ever go like darker humor when you're not with
Farron? Darker than me.
Okay.
She's darker than me, unless it involves pets or babies. But other than that, she can get darker than me. That she said some shit. I was like, If you said that before I got down on one knee,
damn,
might have to pass, my nigga. Might have to pass. What about you? What's some things that you will downplay?
Damn.
So the person that you fucking want.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. Maybe just like, because I mean, like, if me and all my friends are like watching the game or like doing something, women might come up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of that conversation. I'm not sure.
It's funny to even hear Pat say if we're watching the game, because I just don't see Pat as a nigga that's like just hanging around watching the game.
No, I mean, I only said that because the Super Bowl was yesterday, and that's when I saw my friends. That's not like a normal thing.
Right.
But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. My friends aren't like crazy off-putting. Like, right. I couldn't even see me bringing any woman around my friends and, like, her ever saying, like, oh, who's that one? He's weird. He's, you know, like, I don't even really hang around with women like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe just obnoxious.
It's such a situational case-by-case thing because something could start off innocent and then, like, it could be some shit that, like, from the past that's brought up and it makes it weird and awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, remember in college, man, we fucked them two
memories.
Chicks without condoms? You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Like, yeah, my man. Yeah, my man.
But that's the thing. That, like, I don't know anybody that would do that if I was clearly with my girl. So, like, you know, hey, remember them other chicks? We was like... What? Nigga.
That's a bad friend.
Yeah, that's wild. I would just say probably like overall being like super, super obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you?
I would say probably the same. I mean, I don't really hang around with people who would say anything that would be like cancelable in that regard. And I mean, the times that I'm hanging out, I'm usually playing poker or I'm playing some type of board game, which I'm like, you're not going to want to.
Is that your thing with your friends, poker?
A bit. And then it's mainly board games, honestly. And I'm like, and she's like, what is it, like Settlers of Catan? And I'm like, yeah, so you don't want to come play.
Do you wear glasses when you wear poker? Play poker?
No.
You're not one of those?
To cover your eyes?
Black
yeah. No.
Oh, you don't do those?
No.
What board games?
What board games? We're playing this one now called The King's Dilemma.
Oh, these are new? This is new
shit?
Yeah,
this is new stuff, yeah. Where you play as, like, a council. Each person is, like, someone on this king's council, and new things come up that you read, and you've got to basically vote yes or no to pass certain things, and everyone has, like, a hidden agenda that you have to solve by the end of the game. And it's a legacy game, so you don't play one game. Mm-hmm. You play a series of games until the entire game is over.
Oh, shit.
So, like, each time you play, like, one king has died, and now there's a new person who's king, and you're all like the sons or daughters of the previous house you were a part of. It's very Game of Thrones-esque.
So it's like Dungeons and Dragons a little
bit? Yeah, and anything you do in the previous game can affect the game you're playing now. So
is there
a
board with characters, or is it just talking?
No, it's like a board with like graphs and that shit on it.
Have you heard of this podcast graphs. Called How to Nerd? Have you heard of it?
Yes.
That can be a great fucking fit. It's just an empty box, and they just like, use your imagination.
For the rest of it?
This social fucking
just a piece
box.
Of paper? Start the game. Oh, shit. We could have did this without the board.
This is actually like, have you seen Game of Thrones? Yes. Go.
Do people die? Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like, okay.
So
I kind of don't know what a king's council is, period.
You can't straight up, like, kill people in that sense, but, like, you could do so, like, some of the characters are like, our people are we're like afraid of like outsiders, so you kind of have to take on that role of like, you don't want to bring new people into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. So, like, something a dilemma could come up and then be like, oh, like, we're going to like search this new land and bring these people into our kingdom, and you kind of have to vote no on that based on your principles. Mm-hmm. But then also, you've got hidden agendas that benefit you in future games if you get certain achievements. So you're playing a long-run game and, like, a short game that you're playing in the moment.
But how do you die?
I mean, each game is, like, a passage of time, so everybody, like, dies of old age. And, like, I don't know if there are events where people can be, like, killed off in that sense. We've not gotten that far into the game yet.
Niggas dying of old age on this game?
Yes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Is this a weekly thing?
It tries to be.
Dang. That's I've never even heard
life,
of
it. Life be happening.
Look, you shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, and comedy and theater events near you. They have some amazing last-minute deals, all-in prices, view from your seat, and their best price guaranteed. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm a big-time basketball fan, so you know I'm looking for them Laker tickets. I gotta see my boy Bron Bron play, baby. And I love when I'm looking for these Laker tickets because the prices are great. Last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, all type of stuff. Also, Game Time lets me see the view from the seat that I'm picking from. So now I get to see how it's going to look on the court. They have some of the lowest prices guaranteed. They have event cancellation protection. It doesn't get better than Game Time. And I love the all-in prices show you the total upfront, so I know exactly that I'm getting a great deal before I check out. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, and even an hour after it starts. It's the best place to find those last-minute seats. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code DIYS for 20% off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account and use the redeem code DIYS for 20% off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I remember seeing this this post about how often people laugh. How often?
That's probably a really sad statistic.
Right. And it's like,
it starts from like childhood to like as an adult, and like an adult maybe laughs once.
Yeah.
An adult?
Yeah.
Once a day or what?
Once a day, maybe. Or like once a week or something like that.
Yeah, it was, damn it.
Once a week? I'm trying to wrap my head around once a day. That's insane. I play that game, especially like when I go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just look at other tables and I'll be like, man, a lot of people are just like not fun.
Yeah.
There'll just be people like,
I was,
so why'd you even leave the house together?
Says on average, a person laughs about 17 times a day. Now, this was,
okay, that's better.
This was something different. I remember as they had the numbers as a kid, and like it was like, as a kid, like you laugh like 40 times a day, something like that.
40, 50.
And then it separates between men and women,
mm-hmm.
Throughout the years. But it was just like, man, like comics really don't be getting the fucking like respect and appreciation that we deserve, because if let's say that a person does laugh 17 times a day, and like realistically, let's just put it round number at 15, right? So 15 times a day. But if you go to a comedy show and you see like your one of your favorite comics or somebody that you just really love seeing, and in that hour and a half span, you get up to 160 laughs, right? Like, that has increased your level and your quality of life. You feel better laying down. Well, granted, don't know other shit going on, but like and that small amount of time, that person has made your day better, significantly better, potentially. Mm-hmm. And they may have 5-6 shows to do that weekend. It's like comics never really get the appreciation that we deserve, I feel like. Right. Like, everybody takes it for granted, and this is just something that anybody can do, everybody can do. This shit is not for the faint of heart.
For sure. And especially, like, how often you hear the phrase, like, damn, I need a laugh. Mm-hmm. Or after the fact, like, damn, I really needed that laugh, right? Mm-hmm. Some people, like, are going through so much that they don't even know that they're not having fun or they're not laughing like that until it happens. And they're like, man, I really needed that. And that's always, like, a really good compliment because it's just like, all right, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm glad to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially during quarantine, man. We had so many people reaching out to us, telling us that it made it better or, you know, it helped their quality of life or we saved them, which is something I don't take lightly at all and very appreciative to hear. But it's like, damn, that's crazy that laughter does have that type of healing power. It's
Even like physically it does, like the serotonin boost and all that is like actually good for your body and it helps get rid of the stress buildup, like that, all of that toxic stuff that builds up in your body that helps get rid of it. So you do feel, the reason why you feel better is because you are actually better post laughing.
There you go. Buy some t-shirts, buy some DVDs or something. You gotta give a little ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you really made my day. How would you feel about some head? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you feel so inclined.
It's the least you could do.
The least you could do. Subscribe to the podcast. It's the least you could do. You know what I mean?
Do you think that actual comedians have a huge high rate, laugh rate themselves, or do you think they're mainly giving the laughs?
Oh, no, we're miserable.
I was going to say, they probably
don't laugh. Miserable. The gift that the comedian has is the ability to turn a fucked up situation, or I can't believe this shit happened, type of situation, into something that is relatable enough to a broad audience to make them find the humor in it. Mm-hmm. They might still be dealing with it. A lot of times I talk about, you know, being shot and all that type of stuff. I'm still dealing with trauma from that shit. That still comes up in therapy. But that's part of the gift, is being able to turn a traumatic experience and flip your perspective of it and find the humor that's hidden within that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, getting shot and getting robbed ain't funny, but like, my motherfucker robbed me in a drive through White Castles and didn't even get out the car. It's like, damn. Is he lazy or is he a Renaissance man?
That's pretty smart.
This motherfucker made $500 in less than 5 minutes and he didn't even have to unclick a seatbelt. Like, this motherfucker deserves to be highlighted.
What kind of gun did he have?
One that fired, I assumed.
did you see the gun?
Oh, yeah, he had the gun right there. He was like, give me everything. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm not going to question it.
Is that the first or second robbery?
That was the first one. The second one, the guy came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that one looked like just like a nine.
Getting his ass.
And here's the thing. So, because they happened like within 2.5-3 months within each other.
That's right.
The management thought I had something to do with it.
You set yourself up.
Right. Now, mind you, each time I got robbed, we had just dropped the drawers, which means that we had just emptied the registers, and now it's starting back with a bank of just like $200 spread across like some 20s and some 10s and 5s. So they didn't get, each time they didn't get more than $210.
Tahir planned this, but he's bad at it.
Right. He's a horrible planner. Like, come on, bro.
Damn. So you got the trauma and you got fired.
Yeah, well, they didn't fire me, but they thought I had something to do with it because I was under scrutiny at that point. Oh. And I actually switched from inside to what they had as CAO, which basically I was cleaning. So I went from like the White Castle's uniform to the maintenance guy, so I was wearing all gray and these steel toe boots and shit like that. I was like, I'm done with this shit.
They switched that because they thought you set it up?
No,
because
I asked for it, and I was a model employee and shit like that. I ain't never given them problems. I would come in when they needed me, and so I just was like, I'm done cooking. But then they would have me cooking still on the line if they got super busy doing lunch.
The maintenance? Is that sanitary?
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't want his burger.
That's what I'm saying. I'm outside sweeping the ground. I'm putting a degreaser on the drive-through, and I'm watering that shit down.
You're also at the cashier, like, what the fuck? I just saw you outside.
Exactly, bro. Like? It was not sanitary. White Castle, y'all on some bullshit for that. They were like, just put an apron on. Bitch, what about
what about your hands?
What about the pneumonia that's on my sleeve?
Just put a hairnet on. Don't worry about it.
I fucking hated it, man. White Castle's man. But it served the purpose.
But you also
Here we
you
go.
Also did tell the story about actually robbing them. So do you think that they knew about?
Oh, no, no.
Do you think they could?
If they had known about that, I would have been gone. Okay. I would have been gone. Nah, yeah, that was just. I mean, like, that was just an ingenuity. I was using what I had to get what I wanted.
Please look up the guys. Look up. I saw this on the internet episode where Tahir breaks down his what do you call it? His heist activity. And Lulu says he had a toy calculator.
Extorting?
It was so funny. That was such a funny story.
I had a little cat out. I put it around. I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a time, man. That was a time.
I never stole from any of my jobs, actually.
None of them? Well, I mean, you had jobs. Like, you were working at the laser place.
Yeah, what kind of asshole would I have been?
Well, I mean, what could you steal? The vest?
I was a cashier.
Okay.
I knew the whole system and stuff.
See, but y'all were open during regular business hours of like 9 to 8 or 9 to 9. I was working overnight, so there were slow parts where, you know, everybody's going to review that footage unless, you know what I'm saying, the teal is coming up super short and inventory is coming up super short. So
no one looked at the cameras like that?
Well, I mean,
sometimes they don't even work.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to broadcast or forecast sales for food. Now, you can base it against last year's numbers, what we did around this time. But, like, during that time between, like, 1 a.m. and 6 a.m., when it's through the week, nobody's really going to question it because sometimes it's just a slow night. So, you know, and then you got to use regard. You know, like, I'm not going to – every person that come through, I'm not going to get them for their money. It's like every – you know, do two people in a row, and I let one person go, and maybe another person. Then I get another 3 orders I'm going to take, and then the next 4 orders come through, I'm going to put those in. So you got to use –
you
got
to spread it out.
Yeah, spread it out.
So, okay, so nobody really even bothers with the cameras unless something happens.
Unless there's an incident.
And a lot of times they wipe after a week because you can't store all that data.
Yeah.
Like, that can't be stored.
Oh, yeah. Most security cameras are like, the personal ones are like the last 10 seconds or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad I ain't ever get robbed on none of those days I was hitting their ass up door. That would have been fucked. All right, now I see his pistol, but what's that stack of money that's right there underneath the register?
That's a separate robbery, though.
Separate case.
We're talking about
an inside job.
We're talking about the armed robbery, not the robbery I did with my arms.
That shit was crazy.
Damn.
I'm gonna have to get old boy to animate that one. The
White Castle one.
Lulu with the toy calculator.
Calculator, guys, please watch. Yeah, we need some animations for some of these stories,
bro. It's
man.
So good because I forget about them. I forgot about this until he sent this to me. Somebody sent us an animation of a story we were talking about on an episode of I saw this on the internet. And it's like, bro, I forget of all the shit that we do because we do so much shit shooting multiple times a week. We're shooting this week together.
What?
I'll be at the Red Bull place with Smino.
Oh, that's right. That is right. Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Hell yeah. I wish we got Nelly too.
I know, right?
It's you and Dom, right?
Yeah. It's gonna be good. Strangely enough, and she knows a lot of St. Louis stuff too. She probably remembers more than I remember.
You know Smino, right?
You know what's crazy? I met Smino through Twitter, like when I first got on Twitter, and he was like just moving to Chicago, I think, and he was getting some traction, but he wasn't who he is now then. Right. Neither was I. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, "Yo, man, I'm from St. Louis." He was like, "Yeah, cool." I was like,
okay, so this will be a cool little official intro.
Let me see if I can still find that. Like, hey, man, you remember this? This little weird interaction?
Was it through DMs or like a video?
It was through DMs, bro. Okay.
This episode of Damn Internet You Scary is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know what I would do if I had an extra free hour during the day? Take a nap. That's what I would do so I can recharge my batteries and get the work that I need to get done. One of the best ways to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've talked about my therapy journey on here multiple times, and I am still in therapy today. And through therapy, I have learned to manage and prioritize myself and the things that I need to do for myself. Therapy is also helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, I'm telling you, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. So learn to make time for what makes you happy. with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS.
Damn, it's not coming up.
Damn,
okay.
That sucks. He hit you with the "we not linking." I'm in your city. What's going on?
We not I just linking. Saw the meme for that too.
The knot and the penny. We not linking.
Linking.
That's rough.
Keep it moving, my bye.
I've definitely had that happen before.
Keep it moving, my bye.
I got the "we not linking."
Oh yeah. Oof, that's the worst too.
Back in the day when you first start traveling, you're like, oh, I used to talk to her like, hey, I'm in your city. So? Who gives a shit? Just because you're fuck. Near me? I'm supposed to give the draws up. Like, oh, okay.
You're right. My bad about that. Oh, they didn't think about that.
Never mind, I'm not in your city anymore. I was never in your city. I'm a ghost.
Oh, well. What are we working with today, man?
All right, we got some options. We got...
Leonardo Carpio snorting coke.
Leonardo. That was just what it was. The video is the story. He was on the rails. We got Snoop Dogg quitting smoking.
Again?
That whole thing? Mm-hmm. Is it that one, that fake?
The company update.
Apparently it did not help them out at all.
I can't see it happen.
So basically this is the story. It's not that big of a story. Snoop Dogg, the whole quitting smoke, that marketing stunt backfired.
Yeah.
And now this company's CEO was fired because of poor sales.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because that's like the biggest example of going viral doesn't necessarily...
equate to money or
sales
money.
Or anything, because that was everywhere. Like, if you're just talking about getting traction online, they did that. Like, it was a tweet. It was probably all the money was just the talent fee. He tweeted it, I'm quitting smoking, did a couple of pictures like this. And then it was like we were all in a frenzy. But what they didn't break down was that we know who Snoop is and he's just associated with weed. So him quitting isn't going to make us buy anything. It's
Let
just
alone
like
a smokeless outdoor.
Yeah, then when the product came out, it was like, what? A smokeless
outdoor grill or
outdoor
pit?
It wasn't even a grill. It was just like
a fire pit.
And we're like, what? First of all, what month did this happen?
It was, I think, like last November.
Okay, so it was a little cold?
Yeah, it was the right time of the year, I guess. But, like, who's buying that? Who has patios, and who's buying that for their patio?
Who's doing that, number one? But then, number two, it's just like, there's a huge gap for me between reading the tweet and buying this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know where that...
Look at the price, it wasn't like some $100 piece of equipment either. It was kind of pricey, and it was like, yo, you gotta know your market. Like, most weed smokers aren't smoking like rappers. Rappers be spending $500 on weed, you know, $600 on weed. Most weed smokers, they spend $150 for a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yep.
They don't have the budget to buy this fucking smokeless heater, and we don't have the space.
Being a smoker had nothing to do with the product.
At all.
It was a completely separate thing. That's why I'm like, they must have paid Snoop way too much money.
Oh, yeah, you know they did.
And then the CEO was like, so you paid him how much and we got nothing from this?
Yep.
I'm sure that was a big ticket.
Yeah, for sure. They had to have given him a crazy bag. But all he did was tweet, too. But I don't know.
He did an ad, too.
Did he?
Yeah. There was a small little video ad. It was on Instagram.
Is that when the product was revealed?
Yeah, that's when everything was revealed. That he's like, oh, I'm not actually quitting smoking. I'm quitting this, blah, blah, blah. Buy your smokeless outdoor patio.
I didn't even think about the actual demo. That went crazy among people who smoked weed who are also not buying.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Damn. I know when it was going viral, the CEO was thinking it was popping.
Oh, this is about to go crazy. This was a great idea, right? Right, guys? People just like, just wait.
It says John Maris's idea of having Snoop Dogg endorse Solo Stove smokeless fire pit took an unexpected turn. The giving up smoke announcement led to a failed marketing stunt, resulting in Maris's removal as CEO. The interim CFO stated, while our unique marketing campaign raised brand awareness of Solo Stove to an expanded and new audience of consumers, it did not lead to the sales lift that we had planned, which combined with the increased marketing investments negatively impacted our EBITDA, We believe there is a significant opportunity for us to build awareness and that these new campaigns will expand our reach and benefit blah, 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 blah. That's crazy. You know who didn't take a L? Snoop Dogg.
Didn't have to stop smoking.
Didn't stop. Tweeted once. And then I'm assuming this is from the the campaign.
Yeah.
It was just him probably at his own house like, yeah, I
now
lied.
Get this out of here.
Right. They probably was like, hey, man, we can, you know, we can send you one. No, no, no. Y'all come. Y'all set that shit up and then y'all can take that shit right along with you.
Snoop seems like the superstar who's insanely cool if you're friends with him, cool on camera, can sell anything, but like it seems like the producers have a tough time working with him. He's like superstar status. Like, remember when he came in like 6-7 hours late? He's just like, man, be happy I'm here. Fuck you.
Apparently
guys.
The Olympics wants him as like an actual commentator.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Commentating is the one thing that should have been changed.
Yeah.
And we've seen so many examples of comedians and like random people like Snoop Dogg doing commentating that's so much better. And we were just talking about that with the Super Bowl. Like, it's always just like, oh, he threw the ball and a tackle. Like
the majority of people, first of all, if you're talking about analytics and stats, most people watching don't know all of that, especially when it's the Olympics. So like having someone saying something more colorful would be more entertaining.
Yeah. Right. Like when they had, didn't like SpongeBob and Patrick announce one Super Bowl or something? Like, I would rather watch that than the people who are announcing.
Man, listen. They better have a 10-second delay. That 5-second ain't going to be enough.
That's true.
Because Snoop sees some shit like, God damn.
Oh,
you see that motherfucker right there?
You got to cut a lot
of that nigga don't miss.
Super Bowl ain't playing that shit. Super Bowl is not playing.
That's Super Bowl Olympics.
The Olympics is going
to
end.
This is the Olympics that they want him as a official commentator for. That's why I say they're going to need a 10-second delay.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't think Snoop is trained at this point? Because he's done it so many times.
If you see some, well, I mean, here's the thing. This is where popularity and people just being trained and just like good for this make a difference. Because if I see a motherfucker hit 3 backflips and this shit is perfect, I'm like, damn!
Right.
Oh, he did that shit. But a trained professional is going to be like, that was an amazing landing. He really stuck it there.
One is clearly more boring than the other, though.
Yeah, but you ain't got to worry about them cussing. I'm going to be cussing. But
right.
Snoop is very colorful, so he'd be like, oh, man. Like, he'll just do something loud, but not necessarily curse.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's also his celebrity, too. Yeah. If you're known for sports like commentating, you have to stay within those
realms. Those confines.
If you're a rapper, I feel like people are just like, oh, he's a rapper. Like, he just, whoops.
I think they definitely.
The issue is all it takes is one person to call the FCC and then they get fined or something like that and they got to take stuff down.
For censorship?
For censorship, yeah.
Is that still happening? Like if something slips in a live show?
You could call them right now. If someone swore during the Super Bowl, you could call the FCC and if enough people complain, then something happens.
What about the mic'd up football players? They be cussing?
Yeah, but they're not. That doesn't go to broadcast, though.
Oh,
only if it's broadcast
shit.
To like the public and the public complains. Ooh. That's how that works.
So those highlight reels of like those NFL talk mic'd up, that's cut for social media,
probably. Yeah, because broadcast is what the FCC actually controls. Social media, the FCC has nothing to do with.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, outside of that, then you got. I'm worried if not worried. I would be concerned with him getting there to the events on time and not being late.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like
Snoop gonna be Snoop.
Oh, right. He going to show up during Usher's performance. Like, bro, you missed 2 halves. It was silent.
Just empty chairs.
It was just quiet the whole football. That would just be scary.
They just played his music.
That's worse.
They played his album.
That's even worse.
Damn. That would suck.
Who are some celebrities where you want to see commentate sports who you don't think would act a fool but would still be crazy entertaining?
That's right. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is just heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of the year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player's projections won't count against you and the rest of your entries stay live. So my prize pick for this week, I'm selecting Steph Curry for more than 29 points. And I got Anthony Davis for more than 2 blocks. And I'm also going to be picking the new GOAT of college women's basketball, Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points. She's a bucket getter. She's going to easily surpass that. And I'm picking Trae Young for more than 10 assists. So if you want to get in on Prize Picks, download the app today and use code DIYS for a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. Download the Prize Pick app today and use the code DIYS for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Leslie Jones. Okay. She'll be doing commentary for like movies and stuff. Like she'll do watch parties on her IG. I think she'll be good. I think Tyler the Creator would be good.
That would be funny. That I don't know if great. He could stay under the parameters.
Yo, did you see that nigga? Yeah, Tyler would be wild, but I think it'll be entertaining to say the least.
Does Chappelle cuss a lot? I feel like I've seen him go on like SNL and do like some pretty flawless monologues without being too much.
I feel like when he would be his most colorful, I think if he don't cuss, he's going to get a nigga in there.
Because his damn is going to be a... too, if something unexpected happens, sometimes you can't control it.
Right.
Yeah. That's what they're avoiding.
Obviously. And see, that's what the part I was talking about earlier, when it was like, damn!
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that part right there, when something dope happens, you witness his... Because if these people find out that, like, Snoop or somebody else is hosting, they're going to want to do something to, like... get that rise out of them.
My thing is also on the flip side is like maybe we should ease some of those restrictions because like you said, if they know someone like Snoop is going to host it or commentate, more people are going to watch just for that.
For sure.
Period.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that's the goal to try to get a younger audience, a more diverse
audience.
Who's
not watching the Olympics.
But that's also like the opportunity to alienate some of the original viewers by getting someone that's going to be more colorful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, with their vocabulary and their commentary. So I'm sure that's what they're aware of and what they were trying to do. But
if you had to commentate, what sport would it be? Because unless you're going 100% funny, you do have to know a lot about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like gymnastics and ice skating.
That'd be random. Ice skating.
I love it. Ice skating is the big.
Ice skating is fire.
Good performances
bro.
Are great to watch.
Yeah.
It's so pristine, though.
Yeah.
But then they fall and you're like,
yeah, because you can't even like really react like that because it's such a like.
Turn my mic off. I need to be pressing to get my mic on, but don't make my mic live.
You just
don't
have the button right here?
Yeah.
Holy shit. God damn.
Pre-record to hear stuff.
What if that's what they're using the buffer for? To just get their shit out, and then by the time it comes back, they can
say
the right
thing. The benefit of like the Olympics, if it's somewhere overseas, they do have the ability to like before it's broadcast to like the U.S., they can cut whatever they want and some of that stuff is pre-recorded because you can't physically record everything live. In that sense,
like what?
Because a lot of things are simultaneous too.
So it might be ice skating going off at the same time as gymnastics at the same time as track and field.
It's like Coachella.
They'll jump between the ones. So like if someone's really hot, they'll go to like his performance, and then they'll jump back to like gymnastics if that's going on at the same time. And
is that how the Olympics is?
Can you watch it?
I feel like every time I've seen it, it was like this is the event now.
Then it's probably been cut and pre-recorded to show it to you. Especially if you're watching it during the day and it's like was taped in like China and that was taped like at like
the
2
next
p.m.
Day there.
The night there. Where's it at? Is it? It's out
here London,
now.
Right?
I think it is London.
That's right.
Yeah.
The bedbug.
London or Paris?
LA's coming up.
Paris
though.
Is the bedbug one right now.
So they moved it from Paris then, right?
I don't know. Let me see.
It's also not this year. It's next year, right? Because they skipped a year after during the pandemic.
Damn. There's people who are in their best shape during that year. And couldn't perform. That sucks. Yeah. Obviously, I couldn't be an Olympic athlete based on how late I waited. But I just feel like that's a rough life. Like, they go every four years, maybe?
Paris and Los Angeles will host the Olympic Games in 2024 and 2028.
But wait, it says July.
Oh, so it is this year?
I guess so, yeah.
In L.A.?
No, it's Paris this year. And it'll be 2028. It'll be in L.A. And I don't know if it's winter or summer. I'm assuming summer games.
So what does that mean for us? Does that mean like some people should start buying like real estate now? what happens to get ahead of the Olympics?
In terms of like, do you want to profit off of it?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if they're building new stuff. It depends on where it's going to be held, like what stadiums they're going to be using. A lot of times it doesn't help the places that they actually go to a whole lot. They
really?
Actually, yeah, because they'll build a whole lot of stuff, and then they'll just like leave it, and it'll just be empty structures that are just not used anymore.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
I think they're gonna definitely try to have that tram done at LAX by that time.
I'm sure that's the goal.
Yeah, that's supposed to be done, I think, 26, hopefully.
Oh, the one that goes from LAX to...
Like outside of LAX, so you won't have that big bottleneck thing going on with the cars. So you can hop on a tram at like maybe around the hotel area.
They'll probably
like
try to clean up the city a little bit. Oh, yeah, and they may try to get rid of some of the homeless people because they don't want like anyone coming from another country seeing LA as like something that's like dirty or anything like that.
Riverside, they're coming.
Riverside?
I mean, that's far enough to where they can't walk back.
Oh, like that's where they get dumped off?
I would imagine somewhere like that.
I mean, the story is that during the Olympics that were in Atlanta, a lot of the homeless people from here were given a free ticket to L.A. during that time to get people out of the city.
A plane ticket?
No.
Okay.
Bus ticket.
That's so crazy because I've heard about this.
They making it through the TSA. That goddamn dog and those needles in your pocket.
That's true. I've been hearing about the homeless conspiracy my whole life, but it wasn't until I was grown where I see how much that affects money, like mm-hmm. the homeless and money and like the construction of different cities. I 1,000% believe that now. You throw them in the van and bring them to Venice, fuck our place up. That's crazy. That's money.
That's money, man.
That's money for you. Yeah, I remember when my cousin Fred, he got a spot by the SoFi Stadium right before it was built.
Oh, shit.
And, like, the property on that went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people do that every time there's, like, a big event coming.
Well, I mean, it could work for, like, some of the people who, you know, are following their family member who's participating in it, the Airbnb the place out, something like that. But...
Yeah, I could see Airbnb prices going up a lot and hotel prices going
they
up
go
a lot.
Crazy.
So like if you got a spot like a ADU you want to rent out, that would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever getting into Airbnb.
No.
Everybody I know, that shit was stressful. Then those new laws got passed and
yeah. Unless you got multiple properties, you ain't really seeing no real money. Especially right now. Mm-hmm. You try to do that shit right now, forget about it, bro.
What happened?
The only way I would do that shit is like if I had the money to build multiple
houses. You had like houses. Three places, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I would still do it like Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Somewhere I wouldn't do that shit in the city. I'm like, nah, I want some people that's going, you got to travel.
Yeah.
And this ain't like right. If you go to Joshua Tree, you're going to do that 2-hour drive. So hopefully you're dealing with some people who are a little more mature.
Exactly.
Because you only flying in unless you're flying private or like through the helicopter service. Was it Blade? Yeah, I think Blade, you can catch that shit.
Joshua Tree?
Mm-hmm.
From L.A.?
To Palm Springs. They'll take you to Palm Springs.
From L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
How long does that take?
I would imagine like 35 minutes or something like that.
Damn, by helicopter, 35, 45 minutes.
Because I did it from which one is in Jersey? Is that JFK?
No, that's
EWR. Maybe.
JFK is New York, right?
Yeah.
LaGuardia?
Right, yeah, but it's two in New York, right? It's
LaGuardia and JFK.
But yeah, are they both in New York or one of them like right on Jersey?
No, they're both in New York. One's like way out Red Hood. Jersey is, the initials are EWR.
Okay, so it's not that one. Maybe it was the one that's in Red Hood. Because I know we landed and then we had to go to this private, like this little regional airstrip. And then we got on the helicopter there and then we caught the helicopter from there and it dropped us off right in Times Square, like right in Manhattan.
Damn. On a building?
No, like right on the water. Oh, so shit. We were like right there by the by the piers. And then they have like this like they took like what are those things? Got storage containers or like
shipping
when you used to have the schools, but they have like the little trailers.
Bungalows type things?
Yeah, so they turn one of those into like the lounge area. They got a bar in there, bathrooms and shit like that. You call your car service. Go outside, get in the car, and you're already in Times Square. So that was like a 15-minute flight, 15, 20-minute.
How much it cost?
A couple $100.
Well, yeah, it was like $200, but that's maybe $150 because it was like a first sign-up type thing. So it was like the first time. So you got it for the low for that.
Look, your boy's trying to get in shape, all right? And where I struggle at is the food department. That's why eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every single week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. The meals only take 2 minutes. They'll fuel you up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whatever you are. I'm talking about pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor's meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up needed. And I love it because it's flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. Factor is a perfect solution if you're looking for a fast, premium option with no cooking required. So sign up and save. They've already done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head over to factormeals.com/DIYS50 and use the code DIYS50 to get 50% off. That's code DIYS50 at factormeals.com/DIYS50 to get 50% off.
I want to learn how to fly a helicopter. I think we've talked about that on here.
I think we did, yeah. They just seem like the
very
most
scary.
Flying objects that are going to crash the most often.
My dreams did die a little bit last time I talked about it here, though.
Yeah.
You guys really made a lot of sense.
Yeah, that
I just like helicopters.
I've seen a couple of flying devices with, like, basically just all drone propellers around them.
Like a quadcopter kind of thing?
Yeah, it was crazy. Shit. That one looked a little more secure.
Safe.
Yeah, than just the one big blade going around like that. So I would try that.
Are those safer?
They're bigger. Yeah, because, like, so say one copter fails, you're not going to fall right out of the sky.
Versus...
But once you go like that?
It depends. Like, because the other ones may be able to, like, compensate for it. Like, I feel like they would put more power than necessary to be able to hold it in place. So just as a fail-safe. So you probably could lose probably 3 or 4 and just drop your altitude.
Yeah, you could lose three.
I'm saying if you
could,
with
like three, you could probably still land.
Oh yeah,
safely
wouldn't
is
drop
what
right
I'm thinking.
Out of the sky.
All right, well maybe not. Maybe yeah, I'm not.
You should have been in Vietnam. That's where everybody learned how to fly a helicopter.
I should have been at Vietnam. It's crazy. I should have been there. It's insane.
Well, what's wild is you know all the movies that came out after that. There's so many helicopters in all those movies because all those guys needed jobs.
Who?
All the helicopter pilots coming from Vietnam. So all the crazy stuff you'll see from like the early 80s and late 70s of like for movies and like stunts and that was the first time they started employing helicopters for that because a bunch of guys needed jobs post-war.
Damn.
You said like Die Hard?
Yeah exactly.
But I just remember the helicopter
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy one.
Poor Bruce. I was just talking about him also.
Yeah.
That sucks. I forgot what movie I was watching, but he was such a good actor.
I loved Bruce Willis. I think he's
what does he have, dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, severe Alzheimer's, I think. Something along
those
lines.
That's so scary. I was just talking about how one of the scariest things that can happen to you, the human body, is the brain just like wipes out, and you're just like moving. It's just like is it just motor skills at that point? Or?
No, he still thinks like his in the moment, like he's probably decent in the moment. It's when you ask him to remember stuff, he doesn't have a recollection. He can't recall things, so like he forgets people's faces. Like he would probably meet you and in that greeting 5 minutes later would probably forget that you said his name or anything like that.
Do you think that people with that are like, damn, I keep forgetting, or do they just like they just don't
that's
know?
what I've been told that situation a lot. They become super frustrated with themselves because they're trying and because like their family members are obviously being like, no, you like know who I am, and they get frustrated with themselves because like they can't remember, but someone's telling them something that they're trying to make real, and like they can't make it real because the memories are gone. So it's almost like an eternal frustration, I would say.
Yeah, they say most people only lived around 8 to 10 years after being diagnosed with it.
That's really scary.
Life expectancy is less if the person is diagnosed in the 80s or 90s. A few people with Alzheimer's live for longer, sometimes 15, even 20 years. So.
Yeah, I started doing little brain games. And
yeah, I used to do that too.
Yeah.
Eating in a way to support your brain.
What do you mean?
The things that you eat. Yeah, I was...
I'm just saying the things that you eat and how you treat your brain now and the way that it's able to regrow cells and things of that nature is going to be a huge effect on these type of things.
What type of things encourage brain?
Blueberries, right?
Blueberries are great, and they have a lot of antioxidants. I mean, like, when you're younger, they say, like, DHA, you know, for the kids to have that type of acid stuff. But
DHA?
Just not eating trash. Eating a healthy diet is going to help your brain in the end. And I don't know, at this moment, stress, the cortisol your body releases from being stressed, all of that stuff. But I don't know off the top of my head. I can't remember. The specific foods, but like nuts, they say walnuts, you know, they look like a brain. Those are good for your brain.
I thought healthy they looked like fats. Lungs. Don't walnuts look like lungs, the little things?
When you cut them in half. When it's,
when it's a whole walnut. It's
you're right.
Yeah.
So they say nuts, walnuts specifically, fats, avocado, salmon, green tea, whole grain, broccoli, coffee. Interesting. Beans, seeds, turmeric, olive oil, other vegetables, oranges, other vegetables. It's wild as hell. It's just other vegetables. Spinach, brown rice, sardines, seafood, fermented
omega-3.
Food.
They have
tomatoes. Just fish though, right?
So you could you could just take the omega-3
pills. Yeah, you're taking the supplements work in that sense. Okay. Yeah.
Poultry, seeds, wine, fruit. So everything.
But like cooked well, so everything. Like poultry, sure, but like fried chicken is gonna have more bad than good in terms of how your body processes it.
Got it. Okay.
I had fried chicken this weekend too. It's a wild weekend food wise. Wild weekend food wise. That's crazy.
How many pieces of pizza did you have overall?
I only had
one of each, or
I had one piece of pizza during the Super Bowl. The day before that, I had a whole one.
A whole pizza?
A whole pizza?
You was out here.
Was it like six slices?
California pizza kitchen?
It was like the barbecue chicken pizzas. I forget where it was from. It was probably like.
Was it a flatbread or like a full round one?
It was a full pizza to here, all right? But like stop trying to give me an out.
Six slice, eight slice.
It was it was probably like six.
Yeah. So it was a medium.
And then the day before that?
The day before that, I got a gigantic pizza, but I only ate like a few slices.
So what's the few? What's it? Three.
Yeah, four.
It's not a fucking few.
Three is
that's
a pizza.
Four.
They're big as shit, too. Put it like this. There's only three left. So whatever fucking math that is.
So you had...
Get him a pizza shirt.
Like two-thirds of the pizza?
For sure.
Okay.
That's probably as accurate as I'm going to get.
That's a lot.
That's as accurate as I choose to get.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I see why Sunday you only had one slice, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You had 30 before.
I was feeling big tubby.
Well, shit, man. Listen. if you take nothing away from this, man, eat your good brain food. Try to get a healthy. You know, it's getting easier because now when I do eat something, I had some pizza Saturday with the kid because she was having a bad day, so I bought us pizza, and I had two slices of pizza, and like some little chicken wings, and I felt heavy and sleepy immediately. When I eat healthier, I never feel like that.
Right,
I feel full, but I won't immediately get sleepy. This shit. Might as well had shot me with a tranquilizer. Like, I was lethargic.
It's very clearly different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you just be like, damn. But the problem is I'm trying to be more vegetarian now. And I'll eat something, even if it's fire, but I just won't feel full. I'll start eating, like, more healthy stuff, but I'm eating a lot of it, you know? Because
low in calories. So.
That's what you eat. Yeah, like, more veggies and fruits, honestly.
Yeah. Just don't be sticking.
Yeah, some beans would be good.
Part of that comes over time too, because if you're used to eating a lot of like pizzas and then a lot of quantities of food, your body's used to taking in that much. So you have to like decrease it, and then part of it's conditioning just your body to want less.
It's that damn reefer.
We do be making you hungry.
Damn reefer.
I don't see how y'all be doing it. If I smoke weed like some of the homies smoke weed, I'd be huge. Because like, it don't hit me immediately, but about 45 minutes into it, I'm in the kitchen going through everything. I don't do it often, but like if I need to go to sleep, which is still kind of reductive because I will get up from laying down to go down to the cabinet and be like, yeah, let me check this expiration date. And it's horrible. Yeah, I can't do it, man. But bless y'all heart that can. Anyway, as always, guys, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Take care of your brains.
Peace, guys.